Begin transmission.
Let's all sing. Oh my god. So if you're hearing music, you know we're outdoors. Let's get out of the car. It's 1930 UTC, and you're listening to another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And, oh, we just had to go outside today. Oh, if you'll remember, I fell down a few days ago, landed on my hip. And right when I thought it was getting a little bit better, apparently last night I slept on it, and now my hip is killing me. And I thought, well, we better go walk it off. And so we're here at Harenhaven today, walking off the hip issue. And what was that? Did I see something? And it is an interesting day, sort of. It's not all that warm. It's not quite 50 degrees Fahrenheit, and it's overcast, but it was still, it's not that windy. So I thought maybe we should go outside and try to get some exercise today. As I walk around the dragonfly pond, I notice that all the ice seems to be melted, or almost all of it. Starting to see some green algae. That's unusual. It rained last night. I'm not sure when it started. It didn't rain very heavily. But everything's, well, not everything at my house is dry. Harenhaven's in a low area, so everything's kind of wet here. But I'm not walking through any puddles or anything. And it was only just by coincidence that I even noticed it was raining last night. I noticed the sound of the cars driving by on a wet street more than I heard the rain sounds. And so, I'm not sure how much rain we got, but it'll probably help the water level here at Harenhaven. So, we'll be able to check that here in just a second. Oh yeah, my hip is a little sore. A literal pain in my butt. Oh, it only hurts when I laugh. As I look around, everything is still brown. The only bits of green I'm seeing are these little bits of ground cover, this little bit of ivy or whatever this is. On the sides of the path under these logs. There's a squirrel right here staring at me, giving me the eye. Hello, Mr. Squirrel. And I'm searching the forest floor, looking for dudes. About all I'm finding are birds and squirrels, although there is a somewhat variety of birds. I'm seeing little finches. Robins, there's a blue jay over there. Somebody's in the leaves over here. There's another blue jay. Maybe it's blue jay day. Alright, so now I'm walking through the cut. We're gonna go over into the Mulhouse property here and see if we can see anything going on. Oh, there's a little bit of water in the depression that becomes the temporary pond. It's not quite a pond. It's really more of a little mud pit right now. But any more rain will turn that into a pond. Other than this, there's not much else going on out here. Just some birds picking at the grass. And some squirrels up in the trees.
Yeah, okay, so we turn back around and we'll go out here and see what's happening. Oh, yeah. Oh, that reminds me. I had another sort of brutal night of trying to sleep. And it didn't really work out very well for me. But at one point in time, somewhere between 8:30 and 10, I had a small dream where I could smell something again. I could smell peppermint and something. That was weird. That's like the second day in a row I've had a dream in which I have smelled something. And I can smell in my dreams. That's weird. Okay, here we are at the sub pond. Oh yeah, the water level is up a little bit. I can tell looking at the looking at the tunnels under the land bridge. That's good. That means all our dudes can swim around now. What else is going on out here in the sub pond? Looks like all the ice is gone. Absolutely no more remnants of ice. It is all just open water. The solid has reverted to its liquid stage. Oh, and there goes a cardinal. As I walk out towards the boardwalk, a little cardinal flew out in front of me. Zoom. So there's birds doing bird stuff all around. What other kinds of birds are we going to find today? Probably going to see some geese here in a few seconds. When are we going to see some blue herons? Nobody knows. Maybe soon. All right, and as I walk out onto the boardwalk, I'm not seeing anything in the water. First thing I'm doing is I'm looking right down pretty much at my feet. Looking at all these cattails that have been cut down by muskrats. Are there any muskrats back in here today? I'm not seeing any right off the bat. Looking for scratties. It's pretty still. Looking for scratties. Well, I'm not seeing any scratties right now. But let's see, there's one goose out at the weir, just standing there, hanging out, keeping an eye open. And there's a couple geese on the inside of the boardwalk here. One standing on a log, one's trying to sleep next to the boardwalk. I'm walking out the boardwalk, just checking stuff out. There's a few more geese just hanging about. Over there up against the embankment that leads to West Maple Road, there's 1, 3, 5, 6 geese all strung out doing stuff. And as I work my way out to the end of the boardwalk, I can see some unusual ducks way out there. There's geese up against the reeds. And there's a whole ton of geese. I see some interesting looking ducks. What are those? It's too far away for me to see. They look very nice. And this goose decides, so I better move. You don't need to move, gooser. All right. Yeah, there's not much going on over here. There's interesting ducks out in front of the blind, though. What's going on over here? There's geese hiding back here in these little forested areas next to the water. Maybe they're looking for some good nesting areas in there. I don't know. I'm looking around. I don't see any herons. I don't see any muskrats. And of course, at this point, there's no frogs or anything. We won't have frogs for another month or so. But it looks like everybody who's out here is having a good time. All these geese. There's really not that many out here. Strangely enough, I sort of thought there would be more. Now, what's that over there? Is that a goose or a duck in the reeds there? Yeah, somebody's hiding back in there. Looking for some yummy foods. This probably isn't the best time for some of these guys, because if you eat vegetables, nothing's green yet. Nothing is yummy and good yet. I don't know what these guys are eating. And I haven't noticed any bugs or anything yet. But you know, the other day, the last time we were here, I think I saw some fish ripples. So, the fish are moving around. That's good. And yeah, as I stand here, the water level, I'm just about to exit the boardwalk here. So I'm standing over the shoreline. And yeah, the water level is back to normal. Sort of a low normal. It can be higher, but it is not critical. Oh yeah, and see, if you look back into like the little secret pond back there, you can tell that the water is just a little low. This will probably be rectified soon. Ooh, I see a large bird flying over. What is that? There's a raptor flying around. Where's he doing? Where's he going? Oh, he's not even coming over here. This is where all the food is if you're a big bird. He's going the wrong way. Oh, I couldn't see what it was, but it was probably one of two things. The most common things that we see are red-tailed hawks and Cooper's hawks. And I've been seeing red tails around. I've been seeing them fly around, and where was I the other day I saw one flying around? Alright, so now I'm walking over the land bridge, and I look down into the billabong, and there's two geese down there. Do-do-do-do-do. Two geese down at the elbow. They're looking for food. They're picking at the grass along the bank. Well, the grass is all yellow and dried. Nothing has started growing yet. Well, again, here's like half a dozen leaves of this little ivy poking up out of the dead leaves. So there's like one thing that's growing. But everything else is funky, funky. Oh, I see a mallard on a log. I'm walking on the path that leads to the wall blind. It goes next to the Frog Harbor. And looking down into Frog Harbor, since there's no leaves on any of these bushes and trees and shrubs, I can see down in there, and there's a big mallard resting on the log over there with his shiny green head. And here's an interesting bird that I don't recognize. What kind of bird is this? He's got like a Baltimore Oriole head. But, I don't know. He's neat though. Hello, Mr. Bird, I don't know. All right, so let's walk down into the wall blind here. See what these geese are doing. Hi, goosers. Okay, I'm looking through the window in the wall blind, and there's a goose right there. Hi. Hello. He's looking right at me. He says, hello. I'm saying hi. I'm also checking the rest of the billabong. And all the ice that was back here is now gone, too. Just pure open water. The entire billabong is thawed. It is unfrozen. And I'm looking for my scrat buddy. Last time we were here, we've been seeing scrats back here. I'm not seeing any now. Funny thing is, that goose is standing right where that muskrat likes to hang out. But no action today. There's no action. If I may quote Elvis Costello. No action is probably one of my favorite Elvis Costello songs. If I had to say, I'd go so far as to say top five. Okay, so I'm rounding Frog Harbor, looking down. I can see that mallard sitting on a log, just a male mallard. Looks like he's napping. Okay, so yeah, now a list of Tobe's favorite Elvis Costello songs, in no particular order. Radio, Radio. Although that's probably my number one favorite. I play it a lot. And when I say I play it a lot, I don't mean I listen to the MP3. I mean I play it on various instruments. Radio, Radio. No Action. Green Shirt. Ooh, what? Oh, damn, I thought I saw something. No, yeah, just a squirrel. He's up on the ridge behind a log. And I could see his tail or his head stick up for a minute. And I thought it was some other type of dude. Like a scratty or something, or a marmot or something. Oh, those deceptive squirrels. Always trying to fool me. Let's see, other favorite Elvis songs. Lipstick Vogue. And what else? I don't know. Oh, maybe Pump It Up. I don't know. Are those my top five? Probably. Those are the five that I am always listening for. Okay, I'm looking up on the ridge and I'm looking at that new marmot den. Has that changed shape? Has somebody been digging? There's no way to approach it. There's no way to get up there to take a look. And I'm 20 meters away. And it's slightly higher than my eye level. It's up on the ridge a bit. I can't see Jack. We're going to be watching that spot, though. That is some mighty, mighty prime marmot real estate. We're going to keep an eye on that one. All right, so I'm approaching the turtle reproduction pond. Hey, there's a couple of mallards back in there, male and a female. And, oh, do I see wood ducks? Yes, wood ducks. Ha ha, there goes a male and a female wood duck. And there's a male wood duck swimming. Swim, swim, swim. Wood ducks. All right. Speaking of top 10 lists. Since we're seeing wood ducks, we might as well talk about the coolest ducks. I'm now standing on the bridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. Not seeing much of anything else. Just those two mallards swimming across the pond. Where'd that other wood duck go? He's trying to hide. Wood ducks are chickens. Not literally. Buck, 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 buck. All right, the top three ducks, the top three coolest ducks in no particular order are wood ducks, mandarin ducks, and harlequin ducks. Okay, if you have never seen a photograph of a harlequin duck or a mandarin duck, you need to look it up right now. Go ahead and Google harlequin duck or mandarin duck or wood duck and start looking at how interesting these are. Look at those cool ducks. You know, and I'm not a bird guy, but there's something about those three ducks that just fascinates me. You know, it's their amazing plumage. I'm just a fan of interesting looking ducks. All right, so we are approaching the big blind, the Al J. Werthmann Memorial Blind. And as we come out here, yes, look at that weird duck. There's some weird ducks out there. Okay, we got wood ducks, more wood ducks out there. We got geese hanging around all over the place. And look at what's that duck? What is that dude? Okay, there's a weird looking duck sort of swimming towards me. Oh, and he just dove. What a diver. There's mallards over in the delta. I'm waiting for that duck to resurface. Oh, there he is. Oh, he's very nice. He's got a white body with a sort of a brown back and a white head with a black ridge along his nose or something. What kind of duck is that? Well, luckily, right behind me on the wall of the blind is a poster, Sibley's Waterfowl of North America. And here are pictures of all the ducks that could possibly be floating around in here. And so, at first, I would think it's an eider. A common eider, but no, that's not quite the right pattern. Well, I'm checking the duck pattern. Is it the hooded merganser? No, but I've seen mergansers out here before. What? I cannot find this duck on the duck chart. But he was awesome. And there's more of them out there. They're out there a ways. I can see them. Look at those ducky ducks. All right, who's over there? There's another duck swimming around out there. Oh, that's my mallard. He just moved. Okay. Oh, yeah, he's down there with his girlfriend. Mr. and Mrs. Duck are now further east of the delta. Still some geese hanging around. There's, oh, half a dozen or so geese on Goose Island. Some are napping, some are honking. Oh, there's geese out arguing in the main pond. There's geese hitting around on the little spit of land that's directly across from the blind. I wonder if that's going to become a nest. That's actually a pretty good nesting spot. Pretty safe. Oh boy. So I'm going to stick my head out of the blind here. See what's going on. I don't see any turtles today, but I don't expect to see any. It's not sunny. It's kind of cold. I think a goose noticed I stuck my head out of the blind, and now he's honking. Honkity, 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 honk. So honky. Okay, so I'm going to turn around, exit the blind. I'm going to walk up the loop trail, and here's a squirrel sitting in this tree looking at me, grinding on a walnut. He's thinking about throwing it at me, but he's not going to because it's more valuable to him today as food than as ammunition. In the fall, when there's an overabundance of walnuts, that's when the squirrels will throw them at you. Late summer and in the fall. In the spring, they're so happy to have anything to eat that they don't waste them. And here's squirrels been hanging out here up on this tree. There's tons of ground up walnut shells all over the ground right here. That's funny. Walking on the loop path. Yeah, yeah. Let's look down into the ravine. See if we can see anything. Anybody down here today? Any turkeys or dudes or anything? Seems pretty quiet. Mighty quiet. And I don't see anything. I'm almost tempted to go down there, but the path looks really slick. And I know I'm gonna fall down again. And I'll land on my hip again. And that won't be good. So I'm staring up into the trees. Squirrels. There's another one. They're all having a good time. All our fun squirrel buddies. Okay, so here we are at the top of the hill. I'm using this vantage spot to look into that marmot den. It still has not been cleared out. But we'll be keeping an eye on that den too, because we know those motties like to get in there. Oh, still have not found any motties at Herrenhaven. And this always sort of surprises me, especially since, you know, we've already found marmots upstream of the creek and downstream of the creek, just not here. But this strikes me as being pretty typical. This happens every year, it seems like. I find marmots in other places first. And yeah, they tend to be closer to the creek, so. All right, all the way down the hill now. I'm back to the path, which means I'm overlooking the turtle reproduction pond again. And there's a mallard back there. Is that my same pair of mallards that have just been swimming around? Yeah. Oh, they're hanging out in the logs. They're looking for yummy stuff to eat. I don't know how much yummy stuff we have to eat. All right, so anywho, I'm heading back. I'm walking through the forest, going to head back to civilization. Yes, I is. Oh, my fingers are a little bit cold. There's a slight breeze, a Beaufort scale 3 maybe, if you know your Beaufort scale. Oh yeah. So, looking back up at the ridge, I don't see any dudes. Well, it's just that time of year. It's that time of year where it's just warm enough for us to go to Herrenhaven, but there's no dudes yet. Possibly because there's no foods yet. No berries, no green, no nothing. So none of the dudes have anything to eat yet. So they haven't come out. Oh, what's this? Oh, just another squirrel. I saw some light brown fluff running around. There he goes. It's the Squirrelymon. But soon we will be seeing all kinds of interesting things. Marmots, minks, deer, turkeys, all kinds of fun stuff. But I'm about to walk out of the back 40 here and cross the land bridge. So I should take the time to say that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Oh, I gotta go home and do stuff, so I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.